Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Tens of thousands of children in the U.S. are going through the holidays having lost a parent or grandparent to COVID-19. These are kids such as Mahalia Effie of Roxbury. Her grandfather succumbed to COVID. Mahalia spoke to WBUR earlier this year about the pandemic's toll on children's mental health.
Somebody asked me, it was like, how are you dealing with your grandpa's death? And I was just like, you know, the pain is not going to go away. It's still going to be there. Like I say, when I go to school, I have a smile on my face, but that doesn't mean I'm happy.
This year, more kids and their families have sought out help for their grief from a program at Boston Medical Center. It's called the Good Grief Program. The program's had a 50% increase in families seeking services this year compared to last. Program directors say families may be grieving a loved one's death from COVID or from drug use, violence, or disease, and they want to get support for their children. Two of the people providing that support are Maureen Patterson-Feedy, a clinical social worker who oversees the Good Grief Program, and Minelia Rodriguez, who's a licensed mental health clinician there. Patterson-Feedy says a child's grief is complex.
A loss is so many pieces. And for some of our kids and families, they've experienced a death loss that's led to so many other types of losses, like maybe housing loss, kids who have had to change schools, families that may have lost their breadwinner and they're not really sure where their next meal is coming from. We're not necessarily focused right on the loss right away because we're thinking about how do we get this family somewhere where they can sleep tonight.
And Minelia, how do these children express grief?
Yeah, that's a good question. And I think this is an important one to ask because there's a lot of misconceptions about childhood bereavement. A lot of the times, if we have an infant or a baby come into the program, we're seeing things like they're not sleeping well or they're not eating well or they're crying a lot more.
You mean infants grieve or have the manifestations of grief?
Yes. So we know that babies do grieve. And of course, they don't have the cognitive capacity to understand what a death is, right? But for example, if there's a baby who has lost their primary caregiver, then that baby is going to know that that person's not there anymore. They're very, very attuned to their emotional environment.
And how about as a child grows, for an older child?
It'll depend, right? Once kids have more of a cognitive capacity, once they're a bit more verbal, they'll have changes in their moods. They might be impacted socially. They might present with some behavioral issues at school or at home. Symptoms of anxiety, for example, separation anxiety is really, really common in little kids. And then when we get to adolescence, right, then we start kind of wondering about complex bereavement symptoms or depression.
Maureen, there was a recent study that found that as of June of this year, 140,000 kids in the U.S. had lost a parent or a grandparent who took care of them to COVID. That's from the start of the pandemic. That number was said to have risen to 170,000 kids by October. So how concerned are you about the scale of the loss and the amount of support that's in place to respond?
Yeah, I think we're all holding our breath, right? We're feeling like we're just seeing the tip of the iceberg about what's going to play out for kids, thinking about not only these kids who have lost someone who's so important and centralizing to their life. You know, we think about the small moments, right? Who's going to cut my sandwich? Who's going to do my hair? Who's my person that helps me with my math homework? But on top of all of that, we just have kids who have been living in a state of uncertainty for the past 2 years. So we're really kind of hoping that because so many folks have been focused on children's mental health, that there can be this influx of support to the system because we're going to need so much more than we have access to.
When you look ahead, I wonder what you think these young people will be dealing with, especially those who had to go through some kind of loss because of COVID or during the pandemic. Is that exacerbating the problem of grief for children, Minelia?
Yes, I think so. I think COVID has exacerbated all of the things that our families are going through. And so I think, for lack of a better word, the interesting piece about COVID is that kids have lost their sense of safety in the community. I have kids that did not leave their homes for months because they were too afraid to step outside. Their caregivers were too afraid to step outside. So COVID has exacerbated all of the symptoms that you can think of. And I think it's been a really significant barrier for kids to grieve in a normal way.
Thank you both for speaking with us. We wish you good luck in your continued work, knowing that it's very much in demand. Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you.
Minelia Rodriguez and Maureen Patterson-Fiede are mental health clinicians with the Good Grief Program at Boston Medical Center. It has seen a 50% increase in demand for its grief support services for children this year.